on. So now we're going to go weiter in the Gemara to the materials, the substance issues, okay? Fascinating questions. Fascinating questions here.
Now we have a little similar. All right. We're going to make it like nice and
simple. That's great. All right, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef did what?
So he thought that...
Read the Gemara.
He's on Hina Demarda, the Obikol.
Okay, so what did he do?
He bought this clay that was made of...
Dirt. Adama?
Yeah, Marta stuff.
Right, and what was mixed in it, by the way? Poop. Yes,
okay,
the poop of animals. Okay, okay. The sabar.
No, sabar latila. He thought he was shit tovo.
Is that odd? I guess
it,
so.
It is really weird. Yeah.
What?
Similar to Klikaris.
Okay, maybe.
I think it's a little weird that like.
Okay.
I think it's pretty weird that like. The Gemara never considers it a legitimate habmina, but like he thought that was the halacha.
Well, obviously it is a habmina. That's Avmina. Right.
I know, but like...
He obviously had a spar of why he did it.
Like, this guy rabbit comes along, he's like, no, the halacha...
Why don't we actually read on the Gemara? Oh, wait, yeah. So what does the Gemara say?
Okay.
Amrlei.
So Amrlei, ha'u mirabonan verb Yaakov Shemeh.
Okay.
L'didi mefarsha li mineder b'yochanan. It was explained to me that, which Rabbi Yochanan said, kli matachos amur mefarsha.
Right.
The pasuk, the Torah only... mentions...
Well, the case of the Torah is one of metal pots. Right. What do they capture from the Midianites? These metal pots. Okay. All right, now obviously, okay, so on a historical level, it'd be hard to imagine that... what exactly is going on here historically? Are we going to consider that Rav Yitzchak didn't know that idea? It's hard to imagine.
No, so he for sure knew that was the Torah.
Good, so he must have a different svara.
Exactly.
Okay, good. So the Havmina is that... Well, okay, say this carefully. Remember, we've narrowed it down to Klei Suda. But now the Gemara is going to take up is, insofar as the substance is concerned, what substance or material does the Klei have to be made of to do Tefillah? So the assumption going into it, how would you learn this Havmina?
Any Klei Suda.
Any Klei Suda, right? Klei Suda per se, which you want to use today's case, plastic, right? Yeah, very good. Okay. And also remember, be careful, because you know what's going to take place, the next question of the Gemara is going to somehow shoehorn in glass. But we'll get to that. So the Havmina is we'll expand it, right? So the Havmina is that really be any clay. And the Maskana is that no, the Torah says the queso is clay matachos, and that's why it's limited to that. What's the Havmina Maskana? Let's keep it simple, by the way. I don't know anything about cheres. I just know clay matachos. No, it's just first. Yeah. So what do you say? What's the Havmina Maskana here? The Havmina is easy. The Havmina is going to say, remember, we're not talking anymore about the type of clay. We're talking about the substance of the clay. So we're going to say that what? No, but why? But now we're going to get into the actual substance. So all the Gemara is going to say is that you're right. So therefore, shemush itself, it's the fact that this thing is used in I agree, bilus is necessary. But I'm saying the fact that these any kli that's used in cooking, right, or food requires it requires tefillah. There's no reason why you differentiate between the two. Okay, so let me rephrase. He's trying to take what you guys are saying to the next level. What he's doing is he's making it less arbitrary. That's what I like about that. But that was my approach. But I hear it. In other words, there's two ways you can go. I'll even say that. There's two ways you can go. I was thinking more in lines of the Gersten Granik way, which is more that, in other words, like we're saying before, the Havmina is easy. The Havmina is yeah, of course, bilus. But with that caveat in place, shemush of the kli per se is the issue. We don't care about the substance. It's irrelevant. We care about the fact that this is a kli that's used in cooking. So who cares? All right. But the Maskana, so what Zev wants to say, I think, and Gersten, is that what is Tfilas Kalim doing, though? Right, Tefillas Kelim ultimately it's the process of taking it from Tumas Nachrei and bringing it to Kedushas Yisrael. So you're right, there's a change in its status. Okay, so I think what Zev is saying is that you do see from the Mishnah, right? And the Mishnah try and for the Torah also, but the Mishnah tries as hard as possible to keep a link between Kashrus and Tefillas Kelim. They are two different institutions, but it seems like the same way, like we said before, like yesterday, that you relate to the kli through the fact that it's klei suda, mishtamish l'isser, it's going to mimic that as well insofar as the substance. Meaning, the same way the type of kli was decided because of its mishtamish l'isser, so too the substance as well will reflect that reality. That's what you're saying. But what he's trying to say, with your approach, we take it further, he's trying to say that, he's trying to say this, he's trying to say that, he's saying it's a modifier of bilus. In other words, bilus is the mechayev of it's now that I'm the owner and I'm removing from his bilus. That's the mechayev of tefila. So he's saying it's only a certain quality of bilus that I'm removing that will produce that chi of tefilas kalim. Meaning there's a different quality. You don't mean Ezekiel wise, right? You mean more like
I don't mean
Right, culinary wise, but there's a certain value. What you guys meant by value, I think he's putting very nicely. He's saying that as a baal, right, as an owner, you do have a certain in my house, right? Our metal pots are kept in a certain area. There are always our permanent metal pots, but our paper stuff, you know, it's called chad pami for a reason. It's temporary, meaning that the nature of the relationship via bialis is different. So you could go. I hear what you're saying, but I think this way. I'm just saying, Zev is saying that this follows the path all along that we've been saying of. Let's say we said yesterday that when it comes, or 2 days ago, when it comes to Klei Suda, why Klei Suda? What is it about Klei Suda? Lishtamash Rabbi Isser, which means there's a certain way we relate to that. In other words, we see that Klei with a certain status, right, of being treif or whatever. Usher. So Zev is saying, take that point now and apply it to substance, meaning which type of Klei would be chayav to tefillah, a Klei that by definition is subject to the notion of changing from one status to another. Tefillas Kelim does that. That's what Tefillas Kelim does. Okay, now go on the Gemara. Now the Gemara's got a great question. Right? I'm Rav Ashi. So what about glass? Okay, what about glass? Now this is so odd. Now first of all, the very fact that Gemara asked this question, right, itself should strike us as being odd, because what do you mean? It's Matachos. What?
This is cool.
Interesting, right? Which is translated in English. Hold on. So by glass, what can happen by glass? All right, it can break and you can still fix it. By the way, so factually, the Gemara is saying why glass also? Because there's if it breaks, it's the Kli's not destroyed. Right, it's subject to tikkun. Whereas when it comes to, let's say, other kalim, right, if they break, that's it, you're done. So who cares? Who cares? Why should that matter? It's consistent though. So if you take the granite Gerson way, right, so they're gonna have to say what they say, which is going to be that ultimately when we talk about shinui of the shame clay, you would think, just like you said, you would think it's really in the realm of halacha, like a halachic shame. So as long as the clay itself is subject to.
We
as a Kli itself, right? Okay. Whereas I hear what you're saying. You want to say that there's an inherent psul, there's a defect that exists in a glass Kli that won't exist in metal. And that's why the Gemara has to include it. Because on the one hand, there's no question insofar as the modified bialis idea is concerned, meaning the same way that I keep my... Let me finish first.
No. Is glass...
Reform, we established... That there's a certain quality of bilis that we require in order to produce the chiyuv of tefillas kelim. You'll see that by metal kelim. Glass is interesting because what does glass have? On the one hand, it shares that quality of bilis, right? Because you see, like for instance, you know, we keep our glass whatever in a special area. On the other hand, though, glass is subject to something that metal isn't, which is glass breaks. So you would think that what? So that's the problem with that. Right, it doesn't. But like, but glass is subject. There's no question. Right, in other words, built into the very material of glass is the fact that it's brittle.
It's a fragile
right.
material.
It's brittle
you
by
ship glass,
right.
Things you say fragile.
Right.
When you ship
what's
a metal
block. So what he's saying is that now that the Gemara is bringing, I'm just saying what he's saying. Now that the Gemara is bringing in substance, the Gemara is going to say, since we were talking about bilis has to be, like there's a certain difference in bilis when it comes to, let's say, something like clay versus something like metal, not Nizikin-wise, just insofar as the guy, the way it relates to it. He's going to say, since glass is substance-wise weaker, right, than the other. No, it's a maskana. Glass is included. Right. The Havim would say only metal. Right, you would think the fact that glass has that quality of it's brittle, right? It's brittle, right? Fragile, I guess.
Fragile.
Right. I think fragile. What? Right. So you would say that makes it even right. Exactly. It's almost to be well, go that far, but.
Can you
finish?
Yeah.
That we have to look at the Kli itself when it's in Kli form, it's brittle, right? So you would argue that's a weakness, so to speak. That's a deficiency in this type of bilis. But Kamash Milan, that since I can go ahead, it's true in Kli form it might be brittle, but the substance of the glass, since I can always take it, melt it back down again and redefine it, it has the same quality as metal.
So it's just...
The granite Gerson way is saying the modifier here is, you would think it's simply halachic, recovered halachic shame, Kamash Milan, even the physical Kli itself. And what you guys are saying is that which I hear also is that when it comes to bilus, when we talk about bilus of the kli, are we talking about just the shame kli per se, or do we include the substance as well? As long as the substance, as long as what it's comprised of, has the same quality as metal, then it will be included naturally, right? Okay, yeah. I have a kunya, of course. In fact, it's very funny. When the guys read it, they'd be like, kunya. So I'm like, what's a kunya, right? And they get nervous. So I'm like, don't worry. No one knows what a kunya is either. You need Rashi, okay? So what does Rashi say? What's a kunya? What? Oh, right. So it's French. Okay, go on.
So they start out with a charis kli. The chofen also sukiya shell aver, and then they chofen means like coat on the inside.
Okay. Well, that okay. Let's take the simple way of learning. Simple way of learning is, the case that I gave to the guys. You go to Walmart. You buy a thermos. We'll call it plastic. Okay. And what do? You coat it with metal. Yes. On the inside. Don't worry about outside. Just to make the case simple. The easy way to learn the case is there's metal on the inside. The simple way to learn is that there's metal on the inside. Which what you're going to have to say is that... No. In here. When I say inside, no, meaning what? Meaning what are we concerned about? The food will be no gaya, the metal. That's what we care about. So you have machlokas.
Yeah, please give our off of our arena. Rafa and Ravina had a machlokas by Kunya. Haram Rakas Kilasa, Haram Rakas Sofo.
Okay, so a very funny thing. Okay, so Rashi, you can't understand without Rashi, right? What does Rashi say? Mitchilasa means what?
Kitchilasa meaning as it started originally, which is as a Klecharis. Therefore, lo bayit tefila, the law of the matafas, the law of matafas. It's not considered metal, even though it has metal in it. It's not considered metal because right. we consider it based on how it started,
yes.
Which is as Klecharis.
Okay.
And the other opinion says kisofo baser sofo is leaving shef tefu matafas. They coated it with metal. Leaving matafas too.
Right. This is great because when you read these two Rashi's, I'm saying how we learn. You have to ask yourself, like, well, then what are they arguing about? They both seem very compelling arguments. One's saying, well, you go by tchila, right? Which sounds like, what is it first? Charas, and then you add metal to it. Or sofo, which means what? That since you added metal to it, it's now chayv and tchila? What kind of machlokas is this? What's this machlokas? That's the point. You would say sofo initially, intuitively, because you say, well, at the end of the day, there's metal. When I remember, understand when I say inside, the coffee is going to touch the metal, so that's all I should care about.
It's functioning.
So the question is, I agree with what you say, essence, but he's fleshing out what essence means. What he's saying is that let's take a vase, okay? If I bought a vase and then I added, let's say, something decorative, like our Avodah Zarah case, decorative to the top of it, right? So what you would say is ultimately, what is it when you look at a thing? And the examples I gave to the guys when I did the interview was I used a bottle. Right, so I would say if you look at a bottle, right, or actually we were in Starbucks a lot of times also. So I would say if you look at a Starbucks cup, right, so you would say what is it? You'd say it's a paper cup, even though on top of it, what does it have? A plastic lid, and it has and that cardboard thing that goes around it, and lettering and stuff like that.
Oh, other examples, all like the Kiddush cups are called silver plate, and the plastic cup is silver cup.
In Achanami, you're right. Okay, so if that's true, that's Tchilasa. Tchilasa saying when you say essence. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. In other words, meaning that it's really, what is it? It is a kli that you're adding metal to, okay? But the other way to go, by the way, just to flesh out what you're saying, is that, but the fact that he's adding the metal, and this is the way I describe it to the guys. Imagine I had the Starbucks cup, okay? And I took the cap off of it, okay? Now you're constructing a cup, you're constructing a Starbucks coffee cup, okay? Before the cap is on there, how would you describe the cup? Before the cap's on there, what would you say about it, though? Because if I'll tell you why. Because if I'm building a cup and part of building that cup is going to include that plastic top and I haven't built it yet, you would say it's part of its definition, right? It's true. Its essence may not be that way, but kisofo means what completes it. What completes it is the metal. Why?